Good Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening, everyone. Welcome to our basketball tonight. It's Scotland County and Cairo at 6 o'clock, 69 degrees, and tonight's game is being brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions just north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farm Truck Accessories north of Memphis, and 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis. And now, let's take you back down to Hannibal, Missouri for tonight's contest with the girls' game. With the play-by-play, here's the Hall of Famer, Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome everybody to Court Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School. The first game tonight, a Class 2 sectional, dual sectional game, the Scotland County Lady Tigers, the Cairo Lady Bearcats, and let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Northeast Lady Bearcats. It'll be Avery Brumley, 5'3", a freshman. Lacey Brumley at 5'3", a junior. Roy Hale at 5'6", a senior. Macy Harmon, a 5'6", freshman. And Morgan Taylor, he's a 5'11", senior. So Avery Brumley, Gracie Brumley, Roy Hale, Macy Harmon, and Morgan Taylor. And the Lady Bearcats go 5'3", 5'3", 5'6", 6'1", and 5'11", 24-5", and coached by Brian Winkler. For the Scotland County ladies, it'll be Abby Curry at 5'8", a senior, and Lee Dow, 5'9", senior. Anna Feeney, 5'6", a senior. Ayla Humphrey, 5'6", a senior. And Elena Whitaker, 6', and a senior. So the same five seniors. They know it's one and done. And I think they're up for the challenge. Scotland County wearing their home whites with the pink tennis shoes. So Elena Whitaker will jump center. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by the Bearcats. They get it down low. That's the Brumley. Now Brumley kicks it back out to Lily Hale at the top of the key. Hale dribbles the right wing, kicks it to Avery Brumley around the top of the key. Morgan Taylor. Taylor gives it back to Lily Hale. And the man defense by Scotland County. Avery Brumley with the basketball to Gracie Brumley to the right wing. They get it inside to Macy Harmon. Now shots put up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. As Macy Harmon, the 6'1 freshman, the foul's going to be on Emily Dial. So Dial picks up her first foul. That'll send Macy Harmon to the line. She has two shots. A lot of Scotland County fans, a lot of Cairo fans, as Harmon hits the first free throw. As Cairo on the board first. So Harmon buys it, fires it, missed it, and off the rebound comes Emily Dial to Hannah Feeney, and Feeney will bring it across the timeline for Scotland County. Man-to-man defense for Cairo. That's Feeney to the right wing across the free throw line. Gives it out to Humphrey. Now Dial between the two circles. Dial gives it back to Humphrey on the right wing. Inside it goes to Abby Curry. Curry couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Harmon. As Harmon gets it to Avery Brumley on the left wing. Inside shot. Put up. Got it. That was Morgan Taylor. So Morgan Taylor has 2 points, 3-0. Cairo will be early lead. Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney is guarded by Mark Macy Harmon. Dribbles to the left wing. Around to the basket. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound. Kicked around on the floor. And finally picked up by Morgan Taylor. Avery Brumley from the left wing. Puts up the shot. No good. And off of the rebound comes Lola Hale and stolen away by Ella Humphrey. Long pass down the floor to Dial on the left wing. Inside it goes to Whitaker. Whitaker throws the ball out of bounds. Instead of probably, she should have taken the shot right in front of the basket. As now into the ball game comes Jersey Bailey for the Lady Bearcats. Avery Brumley, guarded by Hannah Feeney, brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Now kicks it inside to Gracie Brumley, down the right lane, lost it, fans out to the corner for three. No good, and off of the rebound comes Bailey. Bailey to Avery Brumley to the top of the key, now to the right wing. As she gives it to Harmon, drives the baseline, low five, put her foot up by Taylor, got it. 4 points for Morgan Taylor, and it's 5-0. K-Roll with the early lead. As Feeney across the timeline. Now pops Dial between the two circles to Humphrey between the two circles. Humphrey looks for somebody, gives it back to Feeney. Feeney on the left wing. Now Curry takes it down in the paint, kicks it back out to Whitaker, gives it to Feeney. Feeney tries to put up a shot. She is sandwiched. And let's see the foul's going to be on. They're going to call it on Macy Harmon. So Macy Harmon picks up her first foul, first team foul against Cairo, as Hannah Feeney at the line, first shot up, wouldn't go down. Did everything but fall through. 5:30 left to play in the first quarter. Feeney's next free throw up, got it. So Scotland County on the board, it's 5-1. Cairo with the lead, traced to you by Scotland County. Avery Brumley. Got it by Feeney. Spin move on Feeney down into the paint. Kicks it out in the corner. Lost a handle on the basketball. That was Morgan Taylor. Stole away by Feeney. Feeney gives it to Dial. Dial off the baseline. Puts up a shot and missed it. But foul by Morgan Taylor, and that's her first. The first foul on Taylor. Second team foul against Northeast Cairo. And Emily Dial will be at the line. Looks for her first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, and airballed it. That can happen. I've been down here lots of years, and somebody, because the walls aren't right behind the basket, the depth perception is different, and she missed the second shot, and Harmon comes off the rebound to Brumley. Brumley takes it down into the right corner to Harmon. Harmon looks for somebody, kicks it back out to Gracie Brumley between the two circles. She's got to buy a Dial. Out pops Bailey. Now they get it inside to Taylor. They kick it back out to Avery Brumley on the right wing. Now in the right corner to Gracie Brumley, cut off on the baseline. Kicks it inside, and shots put up around Whitaker. Nice defense by Elena. And out with it comes Curry to Feeney. Now, three-pointer by Curry on the way. No good, left it short. And Avery Brumley off the rebound. Brumley will bring it across the timeline. Guard picked up on the right wing. Violator Humphrey. And she takes it to the basket. Picked up the shot. Looks like it was all ball for Whitaker, but the foul's going to be on Elena Whitaker. So Whitaker picks up her first foul. And to the line will go Avery Brumley. She'll shoot a pair. Brumley looking for her first points. First shot up. Got it. 6-1. K-Roll's the lead. As Curry will check out, Paige Bishop will check in for Scotland County. 4:17 left to play in the first quarter. As Brumley, second shot up. Got them both. And it's 7-1. K-Roll with the lead. Scotland with the basketball as Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney between the two circles on a screen set by Whitaker. Give and go back to Elena. Off glass, got it. 2 points, Elena Whitaker. 7-3. Cairo the lead. Behind the back, dribble Avery Brumley to the free throw line. Gets it down in the left corner to Morgan Taylor. Taylor back to Avery Brumley between the two circles, guarded by Feeney. Gives it to Gracie Brumley on the right wing beyond the arc. A double pick, and out pops Harmon at the top of the key. Now Morgan Taylor at the top of the key. Taylor to Avery Brumley on the right wing. Brumley, that's Avery, now gives it to Gracie at the top of the key, guarded by Dial. Inside it goes to Taylor, puts it off glass, got it. Morgan Taylor has 6 points, 9-3. Dial out of the corner for three. No good. Bishop had the ball, lost it, picked up by Bailey. Bailey brings it across the timeline, waits for some help. Now a bad pass stolen away by Emily Giles. Couldn't quite hang on to it. So it'll be Cable basketball. Out of bounds on the near sideline as Gracie Brumley will trigger. Gets it to Avery Brumley. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Tigers to Avery Brumley. Gives it to Macy Harmon, and it was tapped in the backcourt by Humphrey. Picked up by Bailey. Bailey gives it to Brumley. That's Avery. Now Gracie has it. Avery, three-pointer on the way. No good. And Ayla Humphrey off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. And Feeney launches it down to Bishop. On the left block, he goes to Dial. Put up a shot, missed it. And off the rebound comes Cairo. Avery Brumley with the basketball. As kicks it back out to Gracie, top of the key for three. Bullseye. Gracie Brumley with 3 points, and it's 12-3. Cairo is the lead. Here comes Feeney across the timeline. 2:15 left to play in the first quarter. Feeney down the left lane. Throws a shot off the glass. Missed it. And Harmon off the rebound. Harmon gives it to Avery Brumley. Takes it to the right, down the far sideline, to the right corner. Gives it to Gracie. At the top of the key to Bailey. Bailey down the right lane. Trying to get it over to Taylor's. Pass is stolen away by Dial. Here comes Hannah Feeney. That's Feeney. Across the free throw line. On the left wing, it goes to Humphrey. Now Dial has it in the left corner. Ball high overhead, gives it back to Humphrey. To Feeney. Bad pass. It is knocked away by Bailey, but stolen back by Hannah Feeney. Behind the back dribble. Paige Bishop for three. No good. And the rebound to Layla Whitaker. The Bishop off glass. Missed it. Taylor off the rebound. It's still loose on the floor. Picked up by Whitaker. Whitaker gives it to Bishop. Now Whitaker off glass. Got it. 4 points for Elena Whitaker. 12-5. Taylor with the lead in the basketball. Avery Brumley will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Hannah Feeney on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Gives it back to Gracie. Top of the key for three. No good. Long rebound. Come out to Taylor. So Gracie Brumley has it between the two circles. It's Gracie Brumley. Takes it down the left lane. Gives it to Taylor. Little five-foot jumper. No good. Hannah Feeney off the rebound. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Bishop in the right corner. Bishop takes it to the dotted line and walks with it. So turnover, Scotland County, as Abby Doster checks in and Curry checks back in. Elena Whitaker sets down and Paige Bishop will set down. 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Avery Brumley to the deep right wing, guarded by Feeney. Picks up a dribble, looks for somebody, gets the ball to Harmon. Harmon lost it, but picked it back up, back to Avery Brumley. Around the top of the key, chased by Hannah Feeney to the left wing, still with a dribble. As ball's punched out of her hand by Feeney, as Brumley saved it, tried to get it to a black jersey, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Ella Humphrey. So 9 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Gracie Brumley on the near sideline to Avery. As Avery Brumley around the pick, sets it to Harmon in the right corner. Now Taylor. Now Gracie Brumley for three. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter. With the score, Northeast Lady Bearcats 12, Scotland County 5. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand that life can be hectic. That's why we've made banking so convenient for you. With our online banking service, you can check your balance, view recent transactions, and even pay bills, all at the click of a mouse. And with our mobile app, you can do the same, on your phone, anytime, any place. Come into any of our three locations and we can help get you started. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, to Corff Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School. As we start the second quarter of this girls' sectional game, Scotland County with the basketball, trailing 12-5. Dial cut off on the left baseline. The Humphrey on the left wing. Now Feeney between the two circles. As she directs traffic, gives it to Curry in the right corner. Curry tried to get it inside to Whitaker, and the pass slapped out of bounds. And the Scotland basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Feeney slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks. Gives it to Dial, wide open, and missed a little five-footer. And Harmon comes out with the rebound. Harmon gives it to Gracie Brumley. Now to Avery Brumley on the right wing. Back to Gracie between the two circles. Gracie Brumley dribbles to the right wing, beyond the arc, into the right corner, looks inside. Nobody's there, guarded by Dial. Kicks it inside to Harmon for the shot, rejected by Whitaker. And a loose ball comes out to Feeney. Feeney gives it to Dial. Dial on the left lane, back to Feeney, top of the key, inside to Curry. Curry on the block, back to Dial, wide open three on the way, left it short. And Taylor comes out with the rebound. To Avery Brumley on the right wing. Dribbles out of a double team to Gracie for three. No good. And a rebound. Tipped around. And out with it comes Humphrey. Humphrey to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Curry on the right wing beyond the arc. Now Feeney wide open under the basket. Puts it up and in. 3 points for Hannah Feeney. 5 points. Cairo Lee, 12-7. Avery Brumley. To left wing, Gracie. In the corner to Taylor. Back to Avery Brumley at the top of the key to Gracie. Gracie gets it down to Harmon on the right lane. To Gracie Brumley. Now Bailey for three. No good. And Curry off the rebound. Gives it to Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Finds Humphrey on the left wing to Feeney between the two circles. Curry on the right wing. Curry. Out pops Whitaker, top of the key to Dial. Now Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey ball high above her head. Down fast to Curry. To Whitaker between the two circles. Now Feeney has it on the right wing. As Feeney gives the ball back to Humphrey. At the top of the key to Feeney on the right wing. Trying to get inside to Whitaker. Didn't throw the pass high enough. Stole away by Harmon. To Bailey. Bailey will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Feeney. Bailey picked up a dribble. Gives it to Harmon on the right wing. Out pops Gracie Brumley. Now Taylor at the top of the key. Inside it goes to Harmon. Puts the shot up. Got it. 3 points for Macy Harmon. 7 point Cairo lead. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. It's man-to-man defense again by Cairo to the right wing. Whitaker between the two circles. They swing with the left wing to Dial. Back to Humphrey. Now top of the key to Curry. Curry gives back to Dial and threw it out of bounds. The pass to Emily Dial a little bit too high. Goes out of bounds as Morgan Taylor will check out for Cairo. In the ball game comes Journey Sander. At the free throw line is Harmon. Harmon to Macy Brumley for three. No good. And out of the rebound comes Hannah Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Finds Curry for three. No good. Whitaker had the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by who? I think last touch by Cairo. And now they say last touch by Scotland County. And Leo Whitaker hardly ever says a word. Not really upset, but she said, I didn't touch it. So Gracie Brumley with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline, guarded by Dial. Avery Brumley on Bailey on the left wing. Kicks it out to Sander at the top of the key to Avery Brumley. Now Gracie Brumley for three on the way, an air ball. And Sander couldn't save it in bounds as Morgan Taylor will check back in for Lady Bearcats. And out goes Journey Sander. 4:23 left to play in the first half. 14-7. Cairo with the lead. Scotland with the basketball. Out pops Whitaker, top of the key. The Dial on the right wing. Dial gives it to Curry on the right side of the circle. Curry down to Feeney. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Got to do the foul. The foul is going to be on Macy Harmon. So Harmon picks up her second personal foul. So Hannah Feeney will be at the line. Feeney with 3 points, trying to cut into this seven-point lead. Her shot up, missed it. Still 14-7, halfway through the second quarter. Very low-scoring basketball game. Feeney's second free throw up, missed them both. And Taylor comes off the rebound, gets the ball out to Avery Brumley. Brumley in a double team, tries to dribble out of it. Now she throws the ball down the floor. Ball tipped around, picked up by Gracie Brumley. Gets it back to Avery at the top of the key. Inside it goes to Harmon. Harmon puts the shot up, got it. 5 points for Macy Harmon. 16, I think the score, yeah, now it's right, 16-7. Cairo the lead is Whitaker at the top of the key. Now dial for three, no good. And off the rebound comes Avery Brumley. Stop, pops him 10 off the heel of rim, no good. And Curry off the rebound, gives it to Feeney. Feeney down the left lane, goes up the shot, missed it, but she fouled and fouled on the floor, I think. Well, maybe not. The foul's going to be on Bailey. Jersey Bailey picks up her first foul. They call it on the floor. If Feeney's going to inbound, as Paige Bishop will check in, Abby Curry will check out. Charlotte County's been stuck on seven for a long time as Laura Hale checks back in for Cairo. So Feeney looks for somebody. Still looks, gets the ball to Dial, puts up the shot, no good. Whitaker gets it. She knew what to do with it. 6 points for Elena Whitaker. Back to a 7-point Cairo lead, 16-9. 3:05 left to play in the first half. Brumley gets the ball to Taylor, top of the key, Harmon. And now Harmon airmails one over Gracie Brumley's head and out of bounds. Well, Scotland County will get it back. As Jersey Sander checks back in. Also, Bailey will check back in. Harmon checks out. And also checking out of the ball game is Hale. So Hannah Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney in a hurry to the right wing. Gets it inside to Whitaker. Off glass. Got it. Perfect pass for Elena Whitaker. 16-11. Taylor with the lead. As Macy Harmon gets set to check in. Brumley, that's Avery on the right wing. Tried to kick the ball inside to Taylor, puts it off glass, missed it. But she did the foul. The foul's going to be on Elena Whitaker. So Whitaker picks up her second personal foul. And to the line will go Morgan Taylor. Taylor has 6 points, looking for seven. Shot up, missed it. Abby Doster will check in for Scotland County. Whitaker will set down. Harmon checks back in, and Sanders sets down. 2:37 left to play in the first half. Second shot on the way. Got it. 7 points for Morgan Taylor. 6 point. Cairo lead. Here comes Feeney in a hurry. Now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 2:33 left to play in the first half. It's Cairo 17, Scotland County 11. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Have you tried online banking? With online banking at Community Bank of Memphis, you can access your account information any time of day or night from anywhere you have access to the internet. Check account balances, view transactions, or transfer funds between accounts. Online banking is convenient and easy to use. To learn more about the benefits of online banking, stop in or give us a call. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back at Hannibal, Scotland County, down by six with the basketball. Hannah Feeney in the right corner. Just about out to Bishop between the two circles. Back to Feeney. Feeney right side of the circle to dial on the right baseline. Now Feeney to Humphrey. Bishop will try a three on the way. Left it short. And Gracie Brumley off with the rebound. Brumley down the far sideline. She'll give it to the top of the key. Now fans back out between the two circles. As Brumley gets the ball to Harmon, the free throw line inside to Taylor. Puts a shot up, no good. Harmon with the rebound. Her put back, no good. That foul's going to be on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up her first foul. First foul on Abby Doster. And at the line will be Macy Harmon. She has five, looking for six, and got it. 6 points for Harmon. Back to a seven-point KO lead, 18-11. As Harmon's second free throw, got it. 7 points for Harmon. Now it's an eight-point KO lead. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. And now bad pass, almost stolen by Avery Brumley. Tried to save in bound and couldn't do it. So it will be Scotland County basketball. As right now, Cairo, their defense overplaying everything. Humphrey will inbound to Feeney. As Feeney will walk it across the timeline to Humphrey. Now dial it up, going to Humphrey on the left wing. Back to Feeney. Now high post to Doster. Doster gets it out to Bishop. Bishop stops, pops from 10, got it. Danced all over the place, finally fell through. 19-13. Feeney guarding Avery Brumley. Brumley gets it to Harmon at the top of the, at the free throw line inside to Taylor. Taylor pushed off on Dial and then was tied up by Emily Dial. They call a jump ball, automated possession. Stays with Cairo. So it'll be Gracie Brumley to inbound underneath her own basket. And now stolen away by Feeney. Now it's a foot race. To the house. Got it. 5 points for Feeney. 4 point Cairo lead, 19-15. A minute left to play in the half. Is Avery Brumley has goes the face right and literally threw it out of bounds. Tried to get it out to Taylor. Threw the ball into the Scotland County bench. A minute left to play in the first half. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline to Humphrey. Humphrey to Dial in the right corner. Dial looks inside, can't find anybody. Humphrey. Now Feeney wants the ball to Doster at the high post. Doster will take it down the right lane, put up a shot, blocked. And out with it comes Cairo. Gracie Brumley to Avery. Avery gets it down to Harmon, puts up the shot, and got it. Out of the double team, and 9 points for Harmon. Feeney takes a free throw line to Dial for three, no good. But Paige Bishop with the rebound, her put back blocked by Gracie Brumley. Full court pressure as Harmon gets it back to Avery Brumley with 10 seconds. See, that was Gracie. Now Avery has it. Avery down the right lane, just throws that. He's one up, no good. And Ayla Humphrey the rebound, a prayer by Feeney, no good. That's the end of the first half with the score, Cairo 21 and Scotland County 15. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
No one knows Western wear like Cook's Men's Store in Memphis. They've been stocking Western clothing for over 50 years. You'll find Stetson hats, jeans by Carhartt, Wrangler, Lee and Levi, boots by Justin, Tony Lama, Chippewa, and Nakona, which is American-made. Cook's Men's Store has Western shirts by Wrangler, Panhandle Slim, and American-made Ruddock. They have a nice selection of leather, denim, and quilted vests, leather jackets, leather belts, and billfolds, and Western sport coats, suits, and slacks. Cook's Men's Store on the east side of the downtown Memphis Square.
It's time to clear away winter's cobwebs and welcome the warm days of spring. For those home improvements that need to be made today, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri's home improvement loans are the answer. We can help you replace an old roof, finish the basement, or renovate the kitchen, all with competitive rates. Stop by Exchange Bank today in Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland, and Ashes Peak with one of our experienced and professional loan officers. We'll have you enjoying that new kitchen in no time. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
This is Jeff Behrens with Girth Funeral Service. We are proud to announce that we are a certified green burial funeral home. We are ready to honor your wishes regarding burial or cremation. We are adapting to changes in the industry and will offer compassion in arranging the services a family desires at an affordable price. As a funeral home, we understand the importance of honoring your family's wishes because our family has been serving your family since 1904. Stop in at the Girth Funeral Home for a free pre-need consultation.
Welcome back, everybody. Course Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School, Hannibal, Missouri. We're at halftime of this girls' sectional game and Cairo leading Scotland County 21-15. Very low-scoring ball game. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Cairo, Gracie Brumley with 3 points, Avery Brumley with two, Macy Harmon with nine, and Morgan Taylor with seven. For Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 2 points, Hannah Feeney with five, Elena Whitaker with eight. Scoring's going like this. Cairo jumped out 12-5 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Cairo 10-9 in the second quarter. Cairo leads here at halftime 21-15. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KNAM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And don't forget to stop by the deli. It's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. We're at halftime. It's Cairo leading Calvert County by 6. Low scoring game, 21-15. Coming up next, and we'll have it all for you on KMEM, it's a boys Class 2 sectional as Putnam County coming in with a record of 22-2, taking on Clopton. And I'm thinking their record, I've talked to the coach, and I'm thinking their record's like 17-8 or 18-8, somewhere along in there. And you'll hear it right here on KMEM. Then, if either or both teams, Collin County and or Putnam County, win, the quarterfinals will be at Moberly Area Community College on Saturday. Girls game will start at 12 o'clock noon. Boys scheduled to start at 1:45. That'll be Saturday. And if either or Collin or Putnam goes, we'll be right there with them. So both teams back on the floor, Cairo fans on their feet, Charlotte County fans somewhat sitting on their hands. They haven't had a lot to cheer about. Cairo, Charlotte County, they met Cairo the week of the North Shelby tournament, and they won. Charlotte County won by 15. So Cairo fans remember that. And I'm sure a lot of people favored Scala County in this ball game, and it's not over yet. But the Cairo fan, the Sazler student section, they've stood this whole game. I think the Scala County student section has stood the whole first half. 21-15, 6-point Cairo lead. And I'll be back with the second half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
With shingle prices soaring, the time has never been better to put a metal roof on your home or business. And at Memphis Lumber Company, we can help you do just that. Central Guard Panel Lock Plus Low Rib Metal. Central Guard Metal comes with a limited 40-year paint warranty and more than 20 colors to choose from. Stop by or call Memphis Lumber Company and let us show you how simple and cost-effective a metal roof can be. Memphis Lumber Company at 114 West Monroe in Memphis, or call 465-8595. See you soon.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating
Farmers,
provider.
It's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future.
Hi, this is Gabe Hamlin, and on behalf of the Scullin County R1 School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our families and fans. We are proud to be Scullin County Tigers.
Welcome back, everybody. Hannibal High School. As we start the third quarter, Scullin County had it. They got it inside to Whitaker. She put it up and in, and it's a 4-point Scullin County Cairo lead. As Scullin County goes on the press, and Avery Brumley. He just overthrew Taylor and out of bounds. As Scullin County, that's the first in-your-face press they put on. So the turnover gives it back to Scullin. 10 points, Elena Whitaker. 4 points, Cairo lead, Feeney. We'll try a three on the way, airballed it. That depth perception in this gymnasium. A lot of these gyms, out of bounds, and there's the wall. Not here. Out of bounds, and then about 10 feet to the wall. So pressure by Scotland County in the backcourt. Bailey. As Bailey gives the ball to Gracie Brumley, and Cairo has to call a timeout. 7:26 left to play in the third quarter. It's Cairo 21, Charlotte 17, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Slayton Polaris is a proud American company, and it is their privilege to thank our active military veterans, healthcare workers, and first responders for their service. Take advantage of the Hero Advantage program and get $500 in accessories with the purchase of select side-by-side models or $250 in accessories with purchase of select ATV models. Plus, get a free two-year limited warranty on select off-road vehicles. Thank you to all our American heroes from your friends at Slayton Polaris. Always wear a helmet, never drink and ride.
Back at Hannibal, they roll with the basketball. It's Bailey rolling down to Gracie Brumley. Brumley across the timeline, picked up by Ayla Humphrey. Between the two circles, dribbles to the right wing. Now trying to get it inside, took right to Elena Whitaker. To Hannah Feeney. And Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Feeney between the two circles directs traffic. Now they get it to Humphrey on the left wing. Humphrey stops, pops from 15. Got it. First two for Ayla Humphrey, and it's a two-point payroll lead. Pressure in the backcourt as Avery Brumley trying to get it to Gracie, knocked away by Curry. To Feeney, to Curry. Curry puts up the shot and missed it. And they're going to say Curry walked with the basketball. She took about two steps backwards. So pressure by Charlotte County. Gracie Brumley gets it into Avery. As Avery had the ball stolen away by Feeney. Now Humphrey got it. 4 points for Ayla Humphrey, and Cairo wants another timeout. Now Charlotte County fans on their feet. 6:32 left to play in the third quarter. We're tied at 21. And I'll be back in 60 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 30. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 43 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 28. Turning much warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 62.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Back at Hannibal, Bailey against Frazier gets it in to Gracie Brumley. Now a bad pass to Feeney. By Brumley, got it. 7 points, Hannah Feeney, Scotland's first lead of the ball game. As now, Avery Brumley had the ball slapped out of her hand from behind. It goes out of bounds. Slow getting up. It'll be Cairo basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. It's Gracie Brumley. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it in to Bailey. Bailey between the two circles to Gracie Brumley. As Brumley gets the ball out to Avery Brumley in the center circle. Avery Brumley takes it down the left lane, guarded by Feeney. Puts the shot up, missed it. And Feeney comes out with a rebound. As Feeney will bring the ball across the timeline. Gets it down to Curry. Little 10-footer, missed it, air ball. But Whitaker have it. Got it. Now inbound pass over by Feeney. Puts it up. Got it. 9 points for Hannah Feeney. And another timeout by Cairo. 5:44 left to play in the third quarter. It's Scotland County 27. Cairo 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
We rely on millions of working people each day to help keep America strong and growing.
When operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Back at Hannibal High School, Cairo with basketball. Taylor will inbound to Avery Brumley. Brumley will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Dial, dribbles into a double team, lost the ball, bad pass, goes out of bounds, last touch by Cairo. Will Humphrey will inbound to Feeney, back to Humphrey. Humphrey will bring it across the timeline. Drop the key, now Feeney on the left wing. Feeney gets it inside to Whitaker, off glass, no, and a rebound, tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Cairo. So Feeney will inbound underneath it on basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Now Feeney gets it to Curry for three on the way. Bullseye! Abby Curry with three. Here comes Bailey to the baseline. As he throws it along the baseline, picked up by Brumley. Now Avery Brumley for three. Bullseye! Will match three for threes. Still a 6-point shot in the lead. Feeney to Humphrey. Now back to Feeney. They swing at the Dial on the left wing. Feeney at the top of the key to Humphrey. Along the baseline, gets it back out to Curry on the left wing. Now Dial will try a three. No good. But Whitaker, the rebound, puts it up, got it. 14 points to Elena Whitaker. 8-point Scotland lead as Bailey brings it across the timeline for the Lady Bearcats. Avery Brumley at the top of the key. Now they give it to Harmon on the right wing beyond the arc. Out pops Gracie Brumley to Taylor at the top of the key. On the right wing to Gracie Brumley. She's guarded by Ayla Humphrey. Gives it to Harmon on the deep left wing. Harmon gives it out to Bailey at the top of the key. Inside to Taylor. Taylor kicks it out in the corner. And Gracie Brumley, 10-foot jumper, no good. And Harmon couldn't hang on to the rebound. Picked up by Humphrey. And a whistle and a foul. And a foul is going to be on Gracie Brumley. So Gracie Brumley picks up the foul. Curry will shut down. Paige Bishop checks in for the Lady Tigers. As Feeney gets inbound fast. She'll bring it across the timeline. Finds Ayla Humphrey on the left wing. Go up corner to Dial. Inside of the left block. He gives it to Whitaker. Got it. 16 points Elena Whitaker. 10 points. Scotland lead. Here comes Harmon. Down the left. Off the left wing to Taylor. Put up a shot. Missed it. Long rebound. Comes back out. Avery Brumley. Puts up the shot. Rejected by Dial. And they call Dial for the foul. I'm sitting right here in front of it, and it looks like to me she got all ball, but I just talk about it. I'm not down there on the floor. So two fouls on Emily Dial. Avery Brumley at the line to shoot a pair. First one's up, missed it. 3:26 left to play in the third quarter. As Scotland County, LA State, 6-point halftime lead, and now up by 10. Next shot, no good, as Brumley was shooting a three. So she's missed the first two, as Avery Brumley has 5 points, looking for six. Brumley eyes it, fires it, got it. 6 points for Avery Brumley. Now a little pressure by Cairo, as Feeney gets inbound fast, tries to throw it out to Bishop, knocked out of bounds by Avery Brumley. So now Ayla Humphrey will inbound against Frazier. Gets it to Bishop. Kicks it over to Feeney. Feeney down to Dial. Dial gets it in to Whitaker. Back to Feeney. 15-footer on the way. Missed it. Rebound tipped around, and Taylor comes away with it. To Gracie Brumley. Brumley gives it to Bailey, cut off on the right baseline. Now Gracie Brumley for three, no good. Ayla Humphrey off the rebound, gives it to Feeney. Feeney wants to run. Feeney will take it down to the left block, kicks it back out to Humphrey, 15-footer on the way, missed it. And Bishop runs down the rebound, couldn't. She caught it with her feet inbound, off her fingertips. It'll be Cairo basketball. 34-25, Scotland with the lead. Trace here by Scotland County. Avery Brumley gets inbound. Out of a double team, gets it ahead to Bailey. Bailey to the right wing, guarded by Feeney. Now the double team. Looks for somebody, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney. So Hannah Feeney picks up her first foul. Abby Curry will check in. Paige Bishop will check out. 2:44 left to play in the third quarter. Gracie Brumley gets it to Avery in the right corner, inside to Harmon. They tried to get it to Harmon, knocked out of bounds by Elena Whitaker. It'll be Cairo basketball. Out of bounds, underneath their own basket. 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. As Bailey will trigger. Bailey looks for somebody. Tried to get it on the left block to Avery Brumley. Knocked out of bounds by Abby Curry. So Bailey again will inbound. Gets the ball to Taylor in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Avery Brumley. Now Gracie has it on the right wing in a double team. Back to Avery for three on the way. Bullseye! Avery Brumley with 9 points. And it's a 6-point Scotland lead. Curry gets it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Feeney at top of the key. Now Dial in the right corner. Whitaker on the right side of the circle. Taylor Humphrey to Curry in the left corner. Back to Humphrey across the free throw line. They kick it out to Dial between the two circles. Humphrey on the right wing beyond the arc. Kicks it inside on the block to Whitaker. Puts up the shot, missed it. Put it up again, no good. Dial with the rebound. She'll put it up. Got it. 2 points for Emily Dial. And it's 36-28. Here comes Bailey down the near sideline. Kicks it off in the corner to Taylor. Taylor gets it back out to Gracie Brumley, to Avery Brumley at the top of the key to Gracie between the two circles. As Gracie backs off between the two circles, gives it to Harmon at the high post. Harmon will take it right at Feeney. And a foul is on the floor. And when they call it on Feeney again, they will. So Hannah Feeney picks up her second personal foul, 1:34 left to play in the third quarter. Gracie Brumley underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball to Harmon at the dotted line. Now three on the way. No good. Elena Whitaker off the rebound. Gets it to Feeney. Anna Feeney will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Tigers. She'll dribble between the two circles. Now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 1:20 left to play in the third quarter. Scotland County 36, Cairo 28. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $160 a ton.
1:20 left to play in the third quarter, 36-28. 8 points, Scotland lead with the basketball. As Feeney will inbound to Dial in the left corner. Back to Feeney, now inside to Whitaker. Off glass, missed it. Tries it again, got it. That is 18 points, Elena Whitaker. Tracer in the backcourt. Avery Brumley gives it to Bailey on the right wing. Bailey will drive the baseline. Throws up the shot, no good, and Whitaker off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. Under a minute left to play in the third quarter. 45 seconds. Out top to Whitaker, top of the key. Bounce past to Dial on the right wing. As Dial, one dribble, gives it to Curry. Curry will try a three. No good. Way off the mark. And out where becomes Gracie Brumley. to Avery Brumley on the right wing, in the right corner, trying to force it inside to Harmon. And it's stolen away by Emily Dial. 25 seconds. Beeney will play for one shot. Gives it to Curry. Beyond the arc at the top of the key. Now pops Whitaker top of the key. Down to 14 seconds. The Dial on the left wing. Inside it goes to Beeney. Beeney gives it to Whitaker. Off glass got it. What a play. Elena Whitaker with 20 points. And it's a 12-point Scotland County lead at the end of the third quarter. Scotland County 40 and Cable 28. Back in the moment. This is KMN Sports.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
This is Derek at 136 Collision west of Memphis. It's basketball season. You're coming home from a Scotland County Tigers victory. Your good mood suddenly changes because all of a sudden you have a run with a deer. When that happens, bring your damaged vehicle to 136 Collision Center. Aaron and I will have your vehicle looking like new and back on the road in time for the next Scotland County Tigers basketball game. But hopefully, not another encounter with a deer. That's 136 Collision, just west of Memphis, 660-465-7799.
8 minutes left to play in this girls' sectional. As we start the final 8 minutes, Collin County's biggest lead in the game at 12, 40-28, and Cairo the basketball. Taylor tried to finally get it inside to Harmon, overthrew Harmon right to Emily Dial. So Dial gives it to Feeney. As Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Now pass to Whitaker at the high post. Whitaker gives it out to Dial on the left, the right wing, inside to Whitaker on the block. Puts up the shot, blocked by Harmon. It goes out of bounds. It leaves Collin County basketball. Elena Whitaker with 20 points. As Feeney will inbound underneath her own basket. Well, it makes her move 5 steps. Now she slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets to the Humphrey on the left wing. Across the free throw line to Dial, top of the key. Inside to Feeney. Kiss it back to Dial. As Dial at the top of the key, back to Feeney. And Feeney walked with it. They threw a double team at her at the last minute, and she took one step too many. She knew it. Now pressure by Scotland County as Bailey will inbound. Gives it to Gracie Brumley. As Brumley with the basketball guarded by Humphrey. They tried to steer her into a double team. They get to the left wing. Now Avery Brumley on the left wing. And they'll try to get it back to Gracie, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Feeney. So Gracie Brumley on the far sideline will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Avery Brumley. Now back to Gracie on the left wing. To Bailey after between the two circles. Bailey kicks it. Trying to get it back to Avery Brumley. Throws it over and back. It'll be Scotland basketball. Right now the press is doing its job. So Ayla Humphrey on the far sideline will inbound. Gets it to Dial in the right corner. Dial inside to Whitaker. Puts up the shot, missed it. And the rebound taken out by Avery Brumley. As she fans out to the right wing. Now Gracie will try a three. No good. A rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. Avery Martin will check in for Cairo, and Taylor will check out. 6:43 left to play in the game. Scotland on top, 40-28 with the basketball. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. To Humphrey at the free throw line. Takes it down among the trees, put up a shot. It was blocked. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Humphrey. So Bailey will inbound. Pressure again by Scotland. Avery Brumley guarded by Feeney. Behind the back dribble. Brings it across the timeline. Kicks it out to Gracie Brumley. Now Bailey has it on the deep left wing. Inside it goes to Harmon. Puts up the shot, airballed it, and Curry comes away with it. gives it to Feeney. Feeney gets it down to Dial. Dial drives the baseline. A little five-footer airballed it, and Harmon comes away with it. To Avery Brumley. Long pass down the floor to Martin. Puts up the shot and missed it. Rebound tipped around. Whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on who? We'll call it on Abby Curry. So Curry picks up her first foul. Now Abby Doster will check in. Elena Whitaker will check out. That's the fourth team foul against Scotland. Bailey has it on the right wing beyond the arc. To Gracie Brumley. Now Bailey inside. It goes to Martin. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Had to step through a double team, and Abby Curry on the rebound. To Feeney, gets it down to Dial. Dial puts up the shot, missed it. Had plenty of time. Just a half a step too far to the basket. Avery Brumley to Gracie. Gracie takes it down the left block. Now Martin puts up a little 10-footer. No good. Rebound tips around, and now with it comes Ayla Humphrey. Humphrey to Feeney. Feeney will bring it across the timeline behind the back dribble. To Curry for three on the way. Bullseye! Abby Curry connects. She has six. Gracie Brumley will try to answer. Bullseye! 6 points for Gracie Brumley, and now timeout on the floor. 5:03 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 43, Cairo 31, back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K, how convenient.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School, Hannibal, Missouri. 5:03 left to play in this girls' sectional game. Scotland County up by 12, 43-31. Inbounds pass comes to Doster. Doster gives it back to Feeney. Hannah across the timeline down the far sideline to Doster at the free throw line. Now Doster takes it to the rim, puts up the shot, missed it. And Gracie Brumley off the rebound. Avery Brumley, quick three on the way. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 4:43 left to play in the game. Emily Dial will inbound. Dial against Frazier, looks for somebody. And now gives the ball to Doster. Gives it to Paige Bishop. Bishop waits for help. Gives it to Feeney between the two circles. Now Curry on the right wing. Curry takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. Doster with a rebound, puts it up, got it. 2 points for Abby Doster. Bailey with 4-3. No good. Doster off the rebound. Gives it to Feeney. Feeney dribbles through a double team. Takes it right to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Somebody forgot at Hannah Feeney. She has 11. 16-point Scotland lead. Gracie Brumley to Avery Brumley on the left wing. She dribbles to a double team, just fires up a shot, no good. Paige Bishop off the rebound to Feeney. Feeney wants to run down the far sideline. They get her in a double team, and now she picks it up to Doster as they had Curry wide open under the basket, and Corey Schultz calls a timeout. 3:44 left to play in the game. Scotland's biggest lead of the game. 47-31, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Maybe into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
3:44 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 47, Cairo 31. Ayla Humphrey will inbound on the far sideline. Brace here by Cairo into Hannah Feeney. Gives it to Bishop. Bishop sees an opening. Val Doster, 15-footer on the way. Got it. 4 points for Abby Doster. As down the far sideline comes Brumley, and she's fouled by Ayla Humphrey. That's first foul on Humphrey. That was Gracie Brumley. So Gracie will inbound. Gives it to Avery. Avery Brumley across the timeline. Dribbles to the right wing. Has a dribble knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Emily Dial. So Avery Brumley will inbound at the end of the Cairo bench. Looks for somebody. Gets it over to Allison Dunwoody. Now Avery Brumley. Dunwoody will try a three. No good. And rebound. Run down by Bailey. She's in the double team along the baseline. Tried to get it out to Gracie Brumley. And she lost the handle on the ball. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. As Dunwoody checks out, Avery Martin checks back in for the Lady Bearcats. 3:11 left to play in the game. Paige Bishop in a triple team to Feeney. And they just shoved Feeney out of bounds. And the foul is going to be on number 20, which would be Bailey. Jersey Bailey, second foul. So Frazier by the Lady Bearcats. There's Ayla Humphrey, will inbound to Bishop. Dribbles to a double team. Now it's a 3-on-2 as Whitaker on the right wing to Feeney. Now on the left corner, it goes to Dial. Tried to get it back to Feeney. Knocked out of bounds by Bailey. Just under 3 minutes left to play. 49-31, Scotland up by 16. As Feeney gets it inside to Whitaker. Kicks it back out to Humphrey. Humphrey is chased all over the place. And now bad pass stolen away by Avery. Brumley missed the layup, but through the foul. The foul's going to be on Hannah Feeney, I think. So Hannah Feeney picks up her third personal foul. And there was 3-on-2. And they were all bunched up, and Avery Brumley stole the ball and knocked it away and took it to the house. She hit her first free throw. She has 10. So now Paige Bishop checks out. Curry checks back in. As Brumley's second free throw up, got them both. 11 points for Avery Brumley. Inbounds fast to Feeney. Feeney behind the back dribble. As she's chased by Bailey and fouled by Bailey. That's her third. And only the third team foul against Cairo. 2:43 left to play. Inbound pass to the right corner goes to Dial. Inside Whitaker had it blocked. And out with it comes Harmon. Harmon threw it ahead to Bailey, hit Bailey in the back. Went out of bounds. It'll be Scotland County basketball. So Ayla Humphrey will trigger. Gets the ball in to Feeney. As Feeney gets it to Humphrey. Humphrey runs it down in the left corner. Out to Dial. Now back to Feeney. Feeney between the two circles behind the back dribble. Guarded by Bailey. And now in a double team, still with a dribble, gets it back out to Humphrey. Humphrey to Curry at the top of the key. Now Curry sees an opening. And she takes it down the lane. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Gracie Brumley, and that's her second. Second foul on Gracie Brumley. 2:16 left to play. And fourth team foul against Cairo. Inbound pass. They tried to get it to Whitaker. Now it's loose on the floor. And Hannah Feeney right in the middle. They call it jump ball. All of the possession stays with Scotland County. 2:13 left to play. That's Feeney. Slaps the ball. Gets it to Dial on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Curry. Curry Gets it inside to Whitaker. All class missed the first one, got the second one. 22 points, Elena Whitaker. And now Avery Brumley with the basketball to the free throw line. Gets it out to Taylor in the left corner. Avery Brumley, top of the key for three. No good. Elena Whitaker had the ball stolen away by Bailey. Puts it up and in. 2 points for Jersey Bailey. Feeney will bring it across the timeline. Gets it to Dial on the left wing. Dial immediately fouled by Taylor. Morgan Taylor picks up her second personal foul, 15 foul against Cairo. 1:38 left to play. So Emily Dial will inbound. Gets it to Whitaker on the left block. Little baby hook. Missed it and got it back. Put it back up. Missed it again. And Holman off the rebound. Gets it ahead to Brumley at the dotted line. Now Bailey will try a three. No good. Rebound comes off to Ayla Humphrey. To Feeney, ahead to Dial. As Dial is just shoved out of bounds, and an intentional foul. That's what it should have been. As Taylor just literally reached out and shoved Dial clear out of bounds. And they called an intentional foul on Taylor. The Taylor picked up her third foul. So she'll shoot two. Dial will shoot. She'll shoot two shots on the shot. First one by Emily on the way. No good. Collin County girls have left a lot of shots short. And again, depth perception has a lot to do with it. Dial eyes it, fires it, got it. So Emily Dial with 3 points. Now Scotland County will have it out of bounds underneath their own basket. 1:18 to go. And Scotland on top, 52-35. Hannah Feeney looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Whitaker on the left wing. Gets it to the right wing to Curry. Now Humphrey on the right wing. Out to Dial. Gives it back to Feeney. Back to Dial. Dial. Back to Curry. Curry will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. 8 points for Abby Curry. And it's a 19-point Scotland lead as Avery Brumley with the basketball, had it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Ayla Humphrey. And now the subs come in and Scotland fans on their feet. As Scotland County will survive in advance, they'll play Saturday at MACC at noon. Quinn Hamlin checks in, Hannah Andrews, Brim Aylward, Bishop and Doster all check in as Gracie Brumley to Avery Brumley. She's guarded by Bishop across the free throw line. Now Bailey will take it to the hoop, missed it, and a fight for the rebound. Out with it comes Clint Hamlin as Hamlin with the basketball and double dribble. So we'll come back the other way with 41 seconds left to play in the game. 54-35, Scotland County's biggest lead of the ballgame at 19. They were down by six at halftime. Brumley, that's Avery, gives the ball to Bailey. Now three-pointer on the way by Lily Hale, no good. Rebound comes off to Hamlin, to Bishop. Bishop will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball to Aylward. She'll try a three on the way, no good. And a fight for the rebound, Martin comes away with it. Here comes Cairo, Gracie Brumley. On the left wing, dribbles along the baseline, puts up a shot, missed it. And Quinn Hamlin got the rebound, and she is fouled by Avery Martin, I think. Well, what are you going to call it? Well, we just say she fell down, so it'll be Cairo basketball with 8 seconds. Lily Hale to Martin, Brumley. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that's going to be the end of the ball game with the final score. Scotland County 54, Cairo 35. Back in a moment. This is KNN Sports.
Dave Big, when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too. But we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 30. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 43 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows around 28. Turning much warmer Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 50s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 55.
And welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School, Corp Auditorium. It's the final as the Scotland County ladies survive in advance, win their 24th game of the year by defeating Cairo 54-35. Take a look at the scoring first for Scotland County. Paige Bishop with 2 points, Ayla Humphrey with four, Abby Curry with eight, Hannah Feeney with 11, Emily Dial with three, Abby Doster with four, and Elena Whitaker with 22. For Cairo, Gracie Brumley with 6 points, Avery Brumley with 11, Macy Harmon with 9 points, Jersey Bailey with two, and Morgan Taylor with seven. Cairo led 12-5 after one quarter. Scotland outscored the Lady Bearcats 10-9 in the second quarter, and Cairo led 21-15 at the half. The second half, it all belonged to Scotland County, as Scotland County outscored Cairo in the third quarter 25-7, and Scotland led 40-28 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland again outscored Cairo 14-7, and the Lady Tigers won it 54-35. Scotland County improves to 24-3, while Cairo ends their season with a very fine 24-6. So Scotland County ladies punch their ticket to a quarterfinal game Saturday at noon at Mobley Area Community College. You'll hear it right here on KMEM. And stay tuned to KMEM as we'll find out who they play. It seems like the winner of Salisbury and whoever Salisbury's playing tonight. I cannot for the life of me remember, but we'll be there on Saturday afternoon. Now, coming up, it's a boys' Class 2 quarterfinal, Putnam County and Clopton. We'll be back with that one in about 15 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Okay, Donnie, thank you very much. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors. They include the Community Bank of Memphis, Cook's Men's Store in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, with offices in Cahokia, Lancaster, Memphis, and Queen City, Girth Funeral Service in Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, with offices in Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions, north of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, north of Memphis, the Farm Shop in Edina, Tri-County Electric in Lancaster, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, north of Memphis, 136 Collision Repair Center in Memphis.